Section 1. Clear learning intentions and success criteria. At the heart of any effective lesson is clarity. Clarity in what students are expected to learn and how they can demonstrate their success. John Hattie, a leading researcher in educational effectiveness, emphasizes that visible learning begins with making learning objectives clear to students. When learning intentions and success criteria are explicit, students understand what they are learning, why it matters, and how they can achieve it. This clarity promotes engagement and leads to stronger outcomes. The Education Scotland document, Refocusing on Curriculum for Excellence, further reinforces this, highlighting how clear learning intentions and success criteria are essential for guiding students through the curriculum. When students can see a clear path to success, they are more likely to be motivated and take ownership of their learning. Practical guidance for creating effective learning intentions and success criteria can be found in the Learning Intentions and Success Criteria Reminder document, which breaks down the components of each. Learning intentions should focus on the knowledge, skills, or understanding students will acquire by the end of the lesson. Meanwhile, success criteria explain how students can demonstrate that they have met those objectives, giving them a clear sense of what success looks like. The Cycles of Learning, CLPL presentation offers another layer of practical support, emphasizing backward planning. Start with the end in mind. What do you want students to learn or achieve by the end of the lesson? From there, design your lesson activities and assessments to support those goals. The accompanying handouts provide step-by-step guidance on how to structure your lessons around learning intentions and success criteria, ensuring that all parts of your lesson are aligned with the desired outcomes. Effective planning also involves continuous improvement. The Moderation Cycle poster and the Moderation Hub serve as valuable tools to ensure that learning intentions and success criteria are consistent and high quality. Engaging in professional discussions with colleagues helps maintain alignment in the classroom, and the HIGEAS framework, especially HIGEAS 4, reminds us of the importance of peer feedback and self-reflection in this process. Through these regular moderation cycles, teachers can refine their planning and assessment practices, creating a more coherent learning experience for students. In summary, beginning every lesson with clear, well-defined learning intentions and success criteria sets the foundation for success. By planning backward and collaborating with colleagues through moderation, teachers can ensure that their lessons are not only well-structured but also aligned with national educational goals.